From the newsroom at news.com.au.
A major rideshare company calls it quits, the US goes crazy over an eclipse, and Billie Eilish tells a famous name to F off. That's what's coming up in this episode of From the Newsroom. It's Tuesday the 9th of April. I'm Andrew Bucklow.
And I'm Claudia Coy. We'll start in the US where people absolutely lost their minds this morning over a total solar eclipse. Anyway,
okay.
Parts of the country experienced almost 4 minutes of darkness during the day when the moon crossed in front of the sun. Have a listen to this TV reporter.
Hey, hold on. We still have to have our glasses on. We're waiting. Do you hear that? Do you guys hear that? That's the foghorn. We can take the glasses off now. Oh, my. It is so incredible. Oh, my gosh. Witnessing this, there is nothing like it. I mean, you feel like it's otherworldly.
She was pretty pumped up, wasn't she, Bucky?
Oh, my God, she lost her mind. Still overseas, there are renewed hopes for a ceasefire in Gaza. Hamas has said that it's studying a proposal for a truce following talks in Cairo. It's believed the deal would see fighting stopped for 6 weeks, with Hamas to release some of the remaining Israeli hostages in exchange for up to 900 Palestinian prisoners.
Back home now, it appears as if one of Uber's main competitors in Australia is shutting down.
Oh, which one?
Ola.
I actually use Ola.
I know, I do too. It's sad. It's a sad day for everyone. Ola sent out an email to customers today announcing it is discontinuing operations from April 12. The email didn't explain why the company is shutting down, and Ola hasn't responded to news.com.au's inquiries.
Well, not good enough, Ola. To celebrity news now, this is a little bit of fun. Calvin Harris's wife has revealed that she's a Swiftie. Now, why is that interesting, you might be asking? Because her husband used to date Taylor Swift. Harris's wife, Vic Hope, is a radio presenter in the UK and dropped this fun fact overnight.
Can I say, yes. as soon as my husband goes away, I listen to Taylor Swift. So that's just when I get my little fit, just a little fill, just a couple of songs, get out of my system, then it's done.
Good.
She seems like a good girl, doesn't she?
Yeah, I love her.
Yeah,
love
good on her.
And Billie Eilish has blasted Rolling Stone after it leaked the track list of her new album.
Ooh.
This is wild, okay? The singer wrote on Instagram, F you, Rolling Stone.
Yeah, she didn't actually write F you either, let me tell you. She may have spelt it out with a few more letters.
It's direct. Eilish's new album is called Hit Me Hard and Soft and is due to be released on May 17.
Hit Me Hard and Soft is what my Tinder catchline is as well.
I knew it from somewhere.
Yeah, we'll be back in a moment with the latest in sport.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To sport now, Nick Kyrgios has revealed what it was like playing doubles with Serena Williams.
Serena, crazy bossy on the court, bro. That was uncomfortable as.
That audio from Good Trouble with Nick Kyrgios.
And in AFL, Dustin Martin's manager has shot down rumours the Tiger star is set to retire from the game in the not-so-distant future. So the rumour was made public early this week on Wayne Carey's podcast.
My understanding is that Richmond is in a tug of war about keeping Dusty in a Richmond jumper until he can make 300 games. As I said, he's played 292. He's told friends and family that he can't do it anymore. He wants to walk away. He's fed up. Can't deal with it. But Richmond, as I said, is grappling with the fact that he could walk away. And they're saying, you will regret this for the rest of your life if you don't play 300 games.
Dusty's manager hit back today saying Dustin at this point has no intention of retiring and that he wants to stay in the game as long as possible.
Well, that'd be good because we, you know, footy is better when Dustin Martin's involved, I reckon.
I agree with that.
You are now up to date with the latest from the newsroom.
Your headlines from news.com.au.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall, so it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.